I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We've all learned this by now. Think twice before you post that Facebook comment or send that tweet, because if you write something that crosses a line, it could come back to haunt you. But for those living under authoritarian governments, the stakes are much, much higher. Just ask the human rights lawyer in China, who is reportedly facing serious charges based entirely on comments he posted online. The lawyer's name is Pu Jiqiang, and we start things off today on The World by exploring his case with Isaac Stonefish. He's Asia editor at Foreign Policy magazine. Isaac, Mr. Pu is a blunt online critic of Chinese government propaganda, and we'll get to more of what he says in his posts in a moment. But first, tell me who this lawyer is and what he is being charged with.
So Pu is one of the most outspoken and most impressive Chinese human rights lawyers in existence today, or probably ever. And he's being charged with provoking disturbances, inciting ethnic hatred, and inciting the splitting of the country.
Wow.
And these charges are almost certainly trumped up. And as you can tell by their weighty names, euphemisms for other things that the ruling Communist Party doesn't like its citizens to say.
Right. And do those weighty names also imply that any of these are capital crimes?
He probably faces, a handful of years or maybe 10 years in prison, but nothing that would lead to anything more intense, we're hoping.
Mm. You met Pu a few years ago. What's he like?
I did. I met him, I think it was 2006, 2007, and he really has a presence that fills up the entire room. He's very tall. He's very physically imposing, and he's definitely the kind of guy you want to have on your side in a bar fight. So thinking that he's in prison, he is one of those people that you don't think that the Chinese Communist Party would be able to break, and I really hope that's still the case.
Right. Has he been kind of at the head of the spear when it comes to online criticism of his government?
He has said some of the most outspoken and I think some of the most important things online recently. You know, the fallen Chinese security czar, Zhou Yongkang, he was one of the few and possibly the most high-profile person to publicly call out Zhou for crimes he's committed against China. And he said things like, with the island dispute between China and Japan and relations with Japan, if we gave China to the Japanese to rule, it would be 10,000 times better than it is now, which is a very controversial thing to say in mainland China.
Right. So the evidence presented against Pu are some of the things you just mentioned, a total of 28 online comments. For me, some of these things just don't seem incredibly subversive, but there, it's a different situation. How is it received?
I think they are received as quite subversively. I mean, I think if it's illegal to say things like that, you know, say, hey, China would be better if it were under Japanese rule, then he clearly committed the crime. I think the problem is not, did he say these things? Because he's definitely admitted to saying them. The problem is that saying things like that in China is illegal.
So many stories about China that we talk about on The World are about freedom of expression and human rights. And you're speaking to us from Washington, Isaac, but you were at the World Economic Forum in Davos this year and had a remarkable experience. You were asking people there about human rights in China. Tell me who you put that question to and what kind of reaction you did get.
So I put it to the chairwoman of Huawei, which is a major Chinese telecoms company. And, you know, I think she was just very shocked that I'd actually walk up to her and ask her. And you know, very politely, she said, I just don't know, and walked away. And I asked a Japanese executive that who looked like I had just said something terrible about his mother. And
had this executive.
Japanese executive, because business, the language of business does not allow for human rights in China when you're talking about China. So it's something that people are really at pains not to have to talk about.
I mean, you wrote that Davos might not be the best place to talk about China's human rights record. What do you think global elites are losing out on when they give Beijing a pass on these issues?
I think one of the most important things they're using from their own self-interest is their ability to have a clear and full portrait of what's going on in China. If you pretend that everything is great in China and that people are very pleased with the ruling Chinese Communist Party, then you're not going to be able to make smart decisions that like you would be able to make if you understand the currents of dissent that are running through the society.
Isaac Stonefish, the Asia editor at Foreign Policy magazine.